That was what I was going to read further in Into the Buzzsaw, the incredible extent to which the corporate media generally was bullied into turning on Gary Webb to preserve themselves, to preserve their relationship with government generally. Thanks a lot, Per, for calling in. Thank all of you for calling in, and those of you listening, you can hear this as a podcast on KBOO.FM. It's under KBOO.FM/PressWatch. We're broadcasting to you via 90.7 FM on our big transmitter on the West Hills, other frequencies in Cascadia, and via KBOO.FM to all the ships at sea.
Listening to 90.7 KBOO Portland. Coming up later this morning on KBOO at 10:15, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11 on Between the Covers, David Naiman talks to author Tommy Pico about Junk, the third book in his Teebs trilogy. At 11:30 on The Film Show, Ben Pop from the Northwest Film Center introduces us to two up-and-coming directors whose movies are screening at the 45th Annual Northwest Filmmakers Festival. But next, it's Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. All these KBOO programs are made possible by member support, and if you'd like to become one, go to kboo.fm and click on Donate. KBOO programming is made possible by listener members and support from Portland Saturday Market. 45 years of handmade arts and crafts, freshly prepared international foods, and local music in downtown Portland. Featuring live music and kids' corner events, Portland Saturday Market every Saturday and Sunday in Waterfront Park, now through Christmas Eve. Event schedule, vendor information, and more online at PortlandSaturdayMarket.com.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor Shout Out for the Climate. Our future is a constitutional right. On Monday, October 29th at 11:30 a.m. at Terry Shrunk Plaza in Portland. Shout Out for Climate supports the young plaintiffs in the historic Juliana versus United States court case. The event will feature music, art, relationship, and momentum building for local youth interconnection and action. Again, that's Shout Out for the Climate. Our future is a constitutional right. On Monday, October 29th, 11:30 a.m. at Terry Shrunk Plaza, 431 Southwest Madison Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage, under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor Here to Stay, an artist book fair the weekend of November 2nd through 4th at Matter in Portland. Here to Stay is a celebration of publication as art. The opening will be Friday from 5 to 9, and weekend events include tea tasting, book fair, art exhibition, and more. Participants include Just Seeds Artist Cooperative, Signal Fire, Eberhart Press, Works Progress Agency, and many other artists, writers, and activists. Again, that's Here to Stay, an artist book fair the weekend of November 2nd through 4th at Matter, 811 East Burnside Street, number 124 in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland, Oregon, bridging the gap between prisons, prisoners, and the community. This is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
Today is Thursday, October 25th, 2018, and you're listening to KBOO Portland Community Radio, Community Radio, at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web. Well, across the board, the news that we are being encouraged, or more or less pushed to pay attention to, there's a great deal more, of course, that we are not considered to be ready to hear yet, or perhaps it should be, it's being held back from the general public, because, of course, the whole purpose of news, even mainstream news, is to drive people along. It's sort of like barking dogs herding sheep. So the barking dogs have got everybody racing towards pipe bombs and towards the so-called opioid crisis. That's about it. But what's really happening, and I'm so pleased to tell you this, of course, is Michael Africa has been freed after far, far too long in prison. Of course, Michael Africa is part of a family, the Move 9, whose group home in Philadelphia was bombed. Now, if you think it wasn't any pipe bomb that was dropped on the building. 11 people, I believe, including 5 babies, were killed that day, and many members of the family, the family Africa, have been imprisoned. Michael Africa, notably, Michael Africa has been in prison for 40 years. If any of you can conceive of what it would be like to be deprived, not simply, the thing about prison is you are not simply deprived of your freedom. You are placed in an extremely deadly environment. Prisons are war zones, and to simply survive for 40 years is a remarkable achievement. To survive as Michael Africa has done, with one's spirit intact and with one's soul whole, then that in itself is a life's accomplishment. In many cases where people are in prison for many years, it is felt that this is so much time wasted. In the case of the Move family, Move prisoners, that time has been put to the highest possible use. And what he's accomplished is simply unbelievable. We're going to talk today to Michael Africa Jr., Michael Africa Sr., though he may be able to join us. I talked to him this morning, and of course, the atmosphere where he is and the family. Wow, talk about a family reunion. This is really it. We're going to be talking to Michael Africa Jr. In just a moment. Possibly we'll be able to talk to Michael Africa later in the program, later in the day. I don't know yet, because this is a very exciting time. And it could not be better. Some of this relates to the imprisonment of Mumia Abu-Jamal. Much of what we're going to talk about today relates to the imprisonment of America's political prisoners. The numbers, it's countless, the number of people who are behind bars right now for their political beliefs and their political actions. Right now, we're talking then to Michael Africa Jr. Welcome this morning to the KBOO Airways, Mike.
On the Move.
Yes. Always on the move, always unstoppable. Unstoppable. So, tell me a little bit about what's going on there where you are.
So 40 years ago, the Move 9 were arrested and put in prison for something that they didn't commit, and a crime that they didn't commit, and everybody that was a part of that situation and all the witnesses who had eyes on the situation know they're innocent of the crime they were accused of. After 40 years of being in prison, my father was just released onto parole. And it comes at a time when just 4 months ago, my mother, who was also one of the Move 9 members in prison for 40 years herself, she was just released on parole too. So this is a reunion of not only myself, who has never been around my parents all my life. This is a reunion of high school sweethearts who got to be around each other and be together again after 40 years of separation. My mother was 7.5 months pregnant with me when she was arrested, and she secretly gave birth to me in a prison cell. She gave birth to me in that prison cell secretly because she didn't want the prison guards to try to do something to me. She kept it in secret. And this is also the first time that the three of us, my parents and myself, has ever been in the same room at the same time. So it's a very momentous occasion right now. Everything is very, very fresh. Everything is very new. And the overwhelming love gotten over the years, and especially this last couple of days, has just been tremendous.
This is really a momentous occasion, and something which ought to be certainly at the very least taken note of by this whole country. It brings hope. It brings hope to a lot of people, and also I would guess a sense of frustration that those years didn't have to be spent behind bars. And I understand that Ramona Africa is not well. Do you have any idea how Ramona is at the moment?
Ramona's situation is it was looking really grim for a while, and she's still not healthy now. She was diagnosed with lymphoma cancer, mm-hmm. stage 4 lymphoma. And there is no stage 5. And she was severely weakened, and she also had a stroke during that time. And so she lost the ability to walk. She lost her ability to function mentally. But you know, Ramona has been a fighter as long as I've known her, and I've known her for 40 years. And she survived what happened May 13th, 1985, and that whole thing. And she has been fighting, and she got to the point where not only did she make pretty much a full recovery mentally, she also has begun to make recovery physically too.
That's what we want to hear. We want to hear everything good that is coming out of your world right now. A message, if you would want to say something to our listeners and the rest of the nation, and indeed we have people listening all over the world, and we find, what would you like to tell people right now about what everyone can do to come together to support what MOVE was and is continuing to be?
People can go. We have a GoFundMe set up for the MOVE for my mom and my dad. You know, coming out of prison after 40 years, you don't have anything. You don't have any, you know, shoes or underwear or clothes, food, whatever. So we have a GoFundMe set up. Help Mike and Debbie rebuild.
I've got all that information too, listeners, so that if you need any help in finding out where you can help, just give us a call and we'll be happy to share that information with you, because this is news and this is a political act. There are, in a way, there are many more ways to express your politics these days. Just as the hammer comes down, the options explode. There's many things that you can do, listeners. So, Michael, just one final word from you before we go out.
My final word is on the move. Keep up the fight. Persevere. Move forward. Don't stop moving. All of those things that that require people to be involved in activity and resisting a system that is wrong and is always made to oppress us.